Kate Bush was still a teenager when she unexpectedly burst onto the pop music scene almost 30 years ago with the smash hit song Wuthering Heights. Now she's put out her eighth CD. It's called Ariel. It's her first new release in a dozen years. Music critic Christian Bortle has this review.
When she first arrived at the age of 19, famously discovered by David Gilmour of Pink Floyd, Kate Bush was like a beautiful alien, a wild, untamed musical creature. With her literate lyrics and her high-pitched, wailing voice, I don't think even her label, EMI, expected her to be anything more than a fringe artist. But Bush's very first single, Wuthering Heights, went straight to number one on the British charts and stayed there for 4 weeks. She never looked back. In the last 20 years, Kate Bush has grown up. Her music has become more sophisticated. It's taken on a kind of Peter Gabriel gloss of perfection. And just like Gabriel, who she's worked with on a number of occasions, she famously spends more and more time in the studio on each record, getting exactly what she wants. Of course, there's a tension between the wild, untamed Kate Bush of her early career and the craftsman she's become. At first listen, her latest record, Ariel, has a muted, suppressed quality. There's a high gloss that feels like it's weighing everything down, like a TV actor with not a hair out of place. And being a fan of the early Kate, I admit to at least a temporary frustration with this painstakingly crafted music. And a complete infatuation. But if Ariel is at first blush frustrating to old fans, the album rewards subsequent and more careful listening. If you're willing to really sit down and pay attention, all kinds of subtle beauty and inspiration will begin to unfold for you. One of my favorite songs on the record uses the mathematical symbol pi as its title. In it, Bush describes a man who loves numbers, and she actually sings about 100 decimal places into the famous fraction. It's been 12 years since Kate Bush's last release, but the famously reclusive artist certainly hasn't spent all that time working on this new record. She's become a mother. In fact, the CD contains a rather cloying love song to her son Bertie. And she's been, by her own description, living a normal life. And gentle, poetic insight into normal life is mostly what fills up the two CDs of this latest Kate Bush album.
Music critic Christian Bortle reviewing Kate Bush's new album, Ariel.